She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey, thanks for tuning back in. I am so happy to be here and so happy once again to have my weekly guest with me, Ray Dustar. We're talking once again, we're going to talk about some vitamins. That's right, because this is what this guy does. He eats, lives, breathes, juices, drinks, let's see what else, bathes in, sleeps with nutrients. Like, he sleeps with nutrients. He does. I think this is this guy's calling. I know a little bit about him. He was a big hot shot. He's got this killer, killer wardrobe. I mean, and poor guy doesn't have anywhere to wear it anymore because he is too busy working.
You're killing me. Come on. I got places to wear my killer wardrobe.
All right. But I got Ray. We're going to talk about the ABCs of nutrients, of vitamins. So, Ray, how you doing?
I'm good. It's great to be back, and today's show in particular I think is going to be very interesting for everybody because, you know, I really wanted to delve into, you know, the concept of vitamins, which obviously I do sleep with nutrients, as you said. I'm incredibly passionate about vitamins. I made a business out of it, but more importantly, it's something that is kind of ingrained in my life now, and whenever I get the opportunity, I try to help people understand. You know, there's a lot of trends going on these days. So you have all these, the talk about the superfoods like acai and kalara and spirulina and, you know, maki-maki and just, you know, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, to be honest, I do like all that stuff, but I don't know enough of the science behind all those superfoods to basically be able to come and, you know, firmly say you absolutely need this on a daily basis. But when it comes to vitamins, now we're talking about something that has been around, you know, for a long, long time. There's so much scientific data about the body's need for the essential vitamins. And when I say the essential vitamins, I'm talking about vitamin A, the B complex vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. You know, there's just so much data. There's so much science. It's proven that without the right dosages of vitamins, it can definitely, on a daily basis, it can definitely be something that can affect your health, you know, in a not very positive way. And I know you've talked about vitamins a lot, and it's something that's you know, you believe in.
Well, the thing that I believe in, and I'm right there with you, is that, you know, marketing, it used to be, I would say about 20 years ago, if you're going to go to college, or 10 years ago, I don't know, you're gonna go to college, the best thing to do to guarantee your, you know, job in the workforce is go into computer science because, right? I mean, they were just like completely swifting the nation and all the technology, computer science, right? I would say to anybody, if you want to go and assure yourself a job, be an outstanding marketer, because there is this, you know, to the brand telling, storytelling, all these products and how to get people's attention and the way that, you know, there's social media, social marketing, et cetera, marketing, but gosh darn it, if we could do it consciously. And I think that you're right, especially in this industry with vitamins and supplements, it is an industry. And guess what? How do you know it's an industry? It's marketed, it makes a profit, it's managed. And so I don't mind people making money. We all have to live and we all have to pay our bills. But gosh, if we could do it with some integrity and have a win-win-win, what does that mean? Sure, you make your money. Guess what? It's better for the world and it's better for the people that you are selling to. That's my thing. And a lot of times, as you said, with these superfood products out there where, hey, the claim is maybe, oh, it's too good to be true. It probably is too good to be true. And the last thing I'll say, and I'm going to throw it back to you, is that, you know, when I took biochemistry for the first time, I'm like, what's all this nutrition stuff? I got nutrition next quarter. Like, what's going on? If you take a biochemistry class, all you're learning about is nutrition, because nutrients, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, they drive every single cell in our body to do every single job that it does so we can live and we can live optimally. That's what they do. It's not just a couple aisles in your local health food store.
Well, you're exactly right. And you know what? I actually really appreciate everything you just said, because quite frankly, everything you just said is the reason why my product Boost is a liquid multivitamin, not a pill form, not a gel cap, but a liquid. And that's because, again, going back to science, going back to the physician's desk reference, which is the Bible of the medical industry, came out with the report back in early 2000, and it basically proved that when it comes to absorption rates for vitamins, a liquid vitamin absorbs at 98%, so practically 100%, whereas a pill form vitamin absorbs at only 10 to 20%. So what does that mean? That means that those pill form vitamins, which we grew up on, all of us grew up on, you know, I took for 6 years to help cure my autoimmune disease vitiligo, those pill form vitamins were just not as effective as what we thought. And the reason why that's a super, super bad thing is because the problem is, and we've talked about this on previous shows, you know, vitamins are dietary supplements, and the word supplement means in addition to what you're already doing and ideally to sort of fill in the gaps. But the problem is people take vitamins as replacements, and they end up making poor choices, or they end up saying, you know what, that's okay, I'm not going to worry about my diet, I'm popping these six vitamins a day. And most of them are in pill form, so you've got a minimal absorption rate of what's going on. And then no different than, you know, fresh vegetable juice, which I'm a huge fan of, compared to the concept of a smoothie, liquid. It's all about liquid, and that's why I took the route with Boost to be a liquid multivitamin. I will never manufacture a pill or gel cap or anything besides a liquid.
I love that about you, but I have to, just in defense of the industry that I'm a huge part of, I got to tell you something. And you are onto something, and it's just something I think that, it is actually important for folks to know. So there really are, and from a research clinically studied, you can break down, especially if we're getting in the nutrient density that we need sometimes with dose dependent ingredients, especially in a capsule form, or tablet form, I should say. But there are capsules and tablets that can be assimilated. However, here's the thing. A huge percentage of the population have such poor gut integrity, have such poor assimilation processes, have such poor digestive function based on abuse and neglect throughout the years, that it's almost impossible for them to assimilate and digest their food, let alone anything else they put down there. So what juicing does, what coffee does, what wine does, and what Boost does perhaps, is you don't have to work at all. There's that, you know, the gut lumen is one cell thick. So, and it's got these little tight junctions. And so you're able to definitely get that absorption rate, especially, it's very important. So I would say kind of pre-digested for folks that just can't do the job anymore. And that is a vicious cycle. That's a vicious cycle, because if you need nutrients to heal and you're so sick, you can't break them down. So that, I think, is a point that I do want to make, because I do work with many, 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 many Integris companies who are doing the right thing, and their products happen to come in other delivery forms, but they still have proven to do the job. But yeah, but it's
all
important.
Right, well, it's great. That's great. Getting into the quick ABCs real quick for everybody. So we're going to start today with vitamin A,
vitamin B. We got 60 seconds.
Vitamin B, vitamin C. Okay, vitamin A, it's an antioxidant, fat-soluble vitamin. It helps with vision, bone growth, reproduction. The vitamin Bs, there's several of them. These are key for metabolism, okay? These are water-soluble vitamins, so whatever you don't use on a daily basis, your body will, you know, go ahead and just, you know, secrete when you go to the bathroom. Vitamin C, again, another antioxidant, great for immunity, another water-soluble vitamin, great for skin, bones, your connective tissue, cell reproduction. You can get a lot of vitamin C from fruits, but I recommend you eat the fruit and you don't juice it, because it's higher in sugar, so you don't want to get that sugar intake. So there's the start,
there it is.
Vitamin A, B,
there's
and
the
C.
Word. There's the word from Ray Dustar, vitamins A, B, and C. Pretty much, you got to get them in. We'll be right back.